My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. So this is Jenna Gibbons, and we're talking today with the wonderful Norman Hanks. Thank you, Norman, for joining me this afternoon to share about Nourish Food Bank and all that you guys do for the community. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And so at the Whole Mama, we've been talking about ways to nourish our mind, body, and soul during the month of November. So I'm so excited to have Norman here today to talk about how Nourish Food Bank, provides resources that help nourish the community. So we're going to talk a little bit, and I'm going to share their information on my blog, and in case you would like to reach out to them and help with your family. So Norman, if you could just tell us what your organization's mission is and where you're located.
Yes, so Nourish is, we're growing. So we right now have a direct service site in Smyrna at 130 Richardson Street. We also have a direct service site in Murfreesboro at 1809 Memorial Boulevard. We have a Saturday service site here at Murfreesboro at the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. We just partnered with them.
Awesome.
And we will soon be opening a fourth site at the Glencliff Presbyterian Church, I believe. Is the full, you know, there's different words and things, but I believe that's right.
Awesome.
But we'll be opening there. I believe December 1 is our goal for that. So that'll reach out more to the northern end of our county, which is Rutherford.
Awesome.
But it'll also open us up to that side of Nashville as well. So like Antioch and that whole little area right there.
Gotcha. So you are growing. That's amazing.
We are in the middle of a pandemic here.
Yeah, that is.
It's perfect. Right here at the holidays, which is our busiest time of year as well. So
we're doing a lot. Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, we love it.
That's awesome. And so what is your main focus at Nourish? Or what are the, maybe you have a couple focuses, but what is your main?
I'll read you our mission statement.
Okay, yeah.
Because I haven't memorized it. I'm a really bad chief operating officer here. So Nourish exists to feed families, fuel hope, and nourish our communities through compassionate service, supportive programs, and partnerships that create a network of care.
That's amazing.
So Nourish started a little over 30 years ago.
Okay.
As the Smyrna Love Arm Food Bank at our little site there in Smyrna. And a couple of years ago, we decided it was time to rebrand because we wanted to nourish more people. And being Smyrna Love Arm Food Bank sort of gave us a few limitations, right? So we rebranded, and we rebranded as Nourish so that we could do more to help more people.
Gotcha.
When we did that, we had a food bank here in town, here in Murfreesboro, reach out, and they were disbanding, and they asked us if we wanted to take over their site, their facility, and do their service from there, and we said, yes, we would love to.
Right.
That's what we do. We nourish our community, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So we did. We shut it down. We went in there, and 2 days later, we reopened that site as Nourish Food Bank and started serving clients out of there.
That's amazing.
We also, that year, purchased our distribution hub here in Murfreesboro. So our executive director had been in talks with several organizations and found that, you know, we were wasting a lot of food, not us personally, but our grocery stores. You know, Walmart gets in something with a dented box and they won't hold it, they won't keep it or use it, so it's perfectly viable food.
Right.
But their truckers don't have time to go to 10 different food banks and drop off a case here or there. So we realized we needed a space where they could go and make one stop and drop all of that food. And so we purchased this 10,000 square foot building with a loading dock on the back of it and a commercial kitchen, room for offices in the front. So we partnered with 5 other nonprofit agencies here in Middle Tennessee that work out of our office space, which helps us sort of create that network of care, you know, in our mission statement there. We have community helpers in our building. They help with rental, utility, prescription assistance to families in crisis. We have Endure Athletics in our building, which works with homeless children here in Murfreesboro and gives them so much. Oh man, so many things. They feed them, they clothe them, they get them to and from school, they mentor them, they do sports with them. Like, they do so much. They're amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we also have a new organization in our building called True U Tennessee, and that is an organization that's working to create a safe foster home for LGBTQ plus youth who are oftentimes not wanted. You know, foster homes aren't able to take those children or just don't want to. And that, unfortunately, is a thing.
Right.
But we have them in the building, so they're here and working to build that home for those kids, and we're excited to have them here. We also have, Lord, there's so many, Dominion Financial in our building, which works with people on, they're a nonprofit that works with people to help sort of get them ready for home purchasing. So, you know, we have community helpers who can help get someone off the street and into an apartment with rental assistance. And then we have, a few years later, maybe they're ready to work with Dominion and start looking at how to buy a home and what's going to be needed and the skills they're going to need to have that access.
Wow.
They also sell food boxes, Dominion does. So if someone doesn't qualify for a Nourish bag or cart, which is rare, we don't turn anyone away, but on the off chance that someone just makes too much money to get our services, we're able to send them to Dominion Financial. Our clients too, if they have the extra cash, are welcome to purchase boxes from them, and it's for pennies on the pound. You know, it's not like a lot of money. It's $10-$20 for a box of 50 pounds of food or something.
Right.
So it's a good deal.
Right.
That's part of what we do. We also feed our community. I mean, that's where we started, was with food, and that's what we continue to do.
That's incredible.
We're, every day it's something new.
And,
yeah.
And I'm sure right now,
delivery service recently. Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying, I'm sure right now you're very busy with that as well during the holiday season and everything with coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that.
Yeah, our holidays are insane, always. Yeah. So on top of doing our regular monthly service, because our clients are able to come to us once every 30 days and get a service.
Gotcha.
We're a supplemental service, so we're there to help offset that gap, I guess. We provide our clients with enough food to get through a week, at least breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hopefully snacks in between, as long as we have it, for them and their family, right? So 21 meals a week, plus some. That's our goal for every person in the house. And at the holidays, we also do Thanksgiving meals. So our clients who have been in to see us the month prior to the giveaway, which is coming up next week, actually, has the opportunity to receive a ticket to get a turkey and all the fixings for their family that they can take home and cook.
That's amazing.
And we do the same thing at Christmas. We will give away 500 turkeys this year, plus all the sides, as well as Christmas dinners. So we'll come up with 500 hams and get all the sides put together, and we'll give those out the week before Christmas.
That's incredible. So, yeah, you are going to be busy the next few weeks. And I love the Nourish Hub. Like, that's such a brilliant idea, because I know there's so much food that goes wasted that's perfectly fine, and just having that place is a great way to get it all there and being able to be used, right? That's awesome.
Right, and that's what we want, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. we get the most random things sometimes, but right. that's why we're here, and right. that's why we, you know, we love doing what we do. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so how, like, is if there's any way that families could kind of help in the coming weeks? I know you also sent me the list of supplies, and I'm going to put that up, but is there anything else that families can do to help support you all and just kind of give back and help?
Of course, we can always use volunteers, which is listed in our website. Okay. The link to that is in our website. We also can always use money. I mean, who can't, right?
Right, like, right, right.
Profit. We need help. Come on. yeah, so that's listed on our website as well. There's awesome. Something on there that says getting involved or about us or getting help. It's all there. It's all on our website, which is nourishfoodbanks.org. So go to that. If you want to volunteer, we will use your time and we will wear you out and send you home exhausted.
That's a good feeling, though. That. Yeah, that's a good feeling, though, for your soul and your body, right?
Yes, exactly. And then, so we're nourishing everything,
right? That's
right. Nourishing this heart, body, and soul.
That's right.
We do it all. that's why we nourish the community. we also have, like I said, donation opportunities. We're always looking for donors, and any little bit helps, you know. A dollar helps tremendously. So, yeah, just anything anyone wants to do, we're always down for it.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to post all of your information on my blog, and I truly appreciate you chatting with me today. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for The Whole Mama. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your families. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children. And find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is so precious, so we must embrace these moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama. No, I don't know the road to take. There are no guarantees. But all you have to do is take my hand.